Hello.
Hi, is that Barbara?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about your Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection, okay?
Yep.
Yeah. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Yeah, it's Barbara Jan McCallum.
Perfect. And have you ever been known by any other previous names so whilst you were in
No.
care? No? And your
No.
date of birth?
24/3/79.
And your current address?
17 Burnbrae, New Townsend Boswells, Melrose, TD6 Zero Echo Hotel.
At Melrose, yeah.
Melrose, yeah.
Perfect. And do you recall your address prior to being placed into care?
And do I recall my address?
Yeah, prior to being in
Yes.
care.
Yes.
Yeah, and what would that be?
Bellrigg.
What's that, sorry?
Bell. Bellrigg. That's the name of the house.
Yeah.
Bellrig.
Yeah.
Bonchester Bridge.
Yeah.
Hoyt.
And do you know your birth parents' names?
Yes.
Yeah, would I be able to take
My
your
dad
mother's
is
name?
called
Or
Ian McCallum.
Ian?
Ian McCallum.
Yeah.
And my mum was Barbara Jill Charters.
Would you be able to spell that for me, sorry?
Barbara Jill, quite easy, Barbara Jill Charters. Charters.
Perfect. And would I be able to take the name of the GP surgery that you're currently registered with?
Kildon Medical.
Kildon Medical.
Kildon Medical.
And do you know the address for that one?
Gildon Medical. No, I don't. It's New Townsend Boswells. Gildon Medical Practice, New Townsend Boswells.
Perfect. And just to confirm as well, so the email I have on file for you is mcallenbarbarajan@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Perfect. So just so you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. So I appreciate the disgusting experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. Okay, so please take your time during the call. If you need a break or any further explanation or support, or if you prefer to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Well, I suffer with my mental health, but I should be fine with a phone call.
Okay, no problem. If you need to take a break, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
And so the purpose of today's call, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, I'll explain your options, cover how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether and how we are able to assist you. Is that all okay? Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse and care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor from another law firm who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application. So under that scheme, those participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim those government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, would I just be able to confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application to the redress scheme at all?
No.
No, no problem. Just to confirm that you've understood everything so far, do you have any questions?
No.
No problem. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than that agreed cap. So is that all okay so far? Do you have any questions?
Yeah. No.
No, no problem. So it's important that I make clear as well, so we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I can explain in greater detail during this call. So if you decide to instruct us, what we help with, so we discuss your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme, and then we gather and review all the evidence for you. We prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offers made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well. Also, we'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. It's important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you'll never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So you also have a right to cancel with us. If you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rest still remains. Would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And just so we're able to formally act for you, we will require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So it's to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So following this conversation, I can send you information via email to what is and what is not acceptable forms. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any photographic ID?
I've got my driver license.
Okay, perfect. And then just a few more questions, and then we can move on then to just run into the case settings. So have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you wish to make me aware of?
I've not been diagnosed with a terminal illness, no.
No, no problem. And regarding your application as well, you're able to add a beneficiary, so if anything was to happen to you, would get in contact with them. You can always do this at a later date, or you can do it now, but is that something you'd like to
I'll
do?
I'll leave that to a later date. I'm not wanting to put that in this now.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. And just to confirm your parents' names again, sorry.
Ian McCallan and Jill Chatters, Barbara Jill Chatters.
And regarding a couple of impact factors, so have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries compensation or any advance payment scheme payments?
Have I received anything?
Yeah.
No.
No, no problem. And do you have any criminal convictions?
I think it should be spent, but
I did get charged for calling my neighbour a fat, miserable ginger bastard when I was drunk, but that was it. That's it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. let's just double check that I've got everything now on file. And just to confirm as well, in regards to contacting you, so do you have any preferences to not being contacted via? So it's usually phone call, email, and text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So moving on to the case settings now. So would you be able to let me know the names of the case settings you were placed into with approximate times, if you can recall?
Yeah, it was in 1994, I think, was round about the year that I was there for, so just up to 2 years, and the children's home was called Rowan Lane.
Rowan Lane. And was that the only children home that you were placed in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only children's home in the area.
Yeah. It's in Paisley, isn't it? Yeah. So regarding your time there now, so I just need to take a short, succinct statement off you. Just for the initial statement that we send over to redress. So would you just be able to tell me a bit about your time there, anything you experienced, how you felt, just whatever you feel comfortable with sharing?
Well, obviously my situation at home wasn't great, which is why I was in there in the first place. So obviously, when I first went in, I liked it.
Yeah.
Got into a lot of trouble. There's a lot of trouble, you know. You've got kids with all different backgrounds, with all different problems. So yeah, there was always trouble. But like I said to you on the phone yesterday, my issue that I've got is what they done to me, what I was put through when the time come to leave the children's home.
Yeah.
I had an inappropriate relationship with a member of staff in the children's home as well.
But you had a relationship?
Yeah, I had a... He was inappropriate, basically.
What was that?
He was inappropriate.
Yeah. And that was while you were at Rowan Lee.
This was what?
Was this when you were in the children's home?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and in regards to that relationship, so you say it was with one of the staff members.
Yeah, I went to the police, but there wasn't enough evidence.
And when you say it was inappropriate, so what was involved in this relationship?
Well, he encouraged me to fancy him. He groomed it. It's called grooming.
Yeah.
And he also won. When I went to give him a cuddle in the living room, he had a hard on, and he, like, yeah. I said, I never had any sexual relationships with him, but it was an inappropriate relationship.
Yeah. You were groomed into having this kind of...
He encouraged my behaviour.
Yeah.
And he told me when I was leaving the children's home to go back and see him when I was 18. But this claim's not about that. I've got a problem with how I was treated and what they done to me leaving the children's home.
Yes, I'll write just a short statement regarding that, because that will definitely that is included in the application. But regarding the what council would you have been under then when you
Scottish
when
Borders
you
Council.
Scottish Borders. So were you 16 when you left?
Yes, I turned 16 and I was put out. Put into a flat.
So about 1996, is it?
Round about that, yeah. I don't know the exact dates, but it was 1994, 95, 96, yeah, I think.
So in regards to that, so you said that they just abandoned you.
No, they treated me really badly. It wasn't that I was abandoned. It's just that, you know, I was too old to remain in the children's home, and they put me into a flat and left me to get on with it. I was in the children's home for 2 years. When I got put into that flat, that was it. Cut off.
Yeah. So social services just put you in this flat and just left.
Yeah, you're left to get on with it. I had a social worker, he was called Vince Green, but he was shocking, he was terrible, and he was a bit of a creep, to be honest.
So was he a social worker from 16 to 18?
No, I was given a social worker when I was 16. When I left the children's home, I was given a social worker, and he was a creep. He done nothing to help me.
Yeah.
I suffered really badly with my mental health when I left the children's home. I went into a deep depression and I tried to kill myself.
Yeah. So you were still under the care of social services. They just did absolutely nothing for you, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even when I was in the children's home, the social work done nothing for me there either.
So you just left to fend for yourself. So, like, money-wise, job-wise, just anything like that.
Signed me on the dole and left to get on with it.
Yeah.
And the flat lasted a month because it got destroyed. It got wrecked. Holes in the wall and everything by my visitors, not me. And I lasted a month in the flat because, obviously, I wasn't well enough to be put in a flat on my own for a start.
Yeah.
And I just tried to kill myself, and I was put in Eyemouth with a supported landlady for about 9 months.
So where was it that you went then for 9 months?
After the flat, I got put in the flat. I was in the flat for about a month. And then I tried to kill myself. And then when I left the hospital, I got taken to Eyemouth.
How do I spell that, sorry?
Eyemouth. E-Y-E-M-O-U-T-H.
Yeah, never. So So, and then you were there for 9 months.
Yeah, and then
what was your carer?
She was called Edith.
She was like a support.
A supported landlady.
Landlady. And did you experience any form of abuse while you were there?
I just didn't settle. I didn't like her. I didn't like. I was about an hour's drive away from any family or that. I didn't like it. So I was only there for about 9 months. And
yeah.
Then I came back and went into a homeless shelter until I got another flat. And then I was lucky enough. I got in with a good group of people. So I had friends. But yeah, that's basically what happened.
Yeah. And how would you say that it has affected your life since?
I was set up to fail. The social services set me up to fail by putting me in a flat all on my own at 16 and left me to get on with it. I was set up to fail. It destroyed my life. It didn't give me any chance of a decent future. And I ended up getting into an abusive relationship at 18 years old.
So with these statements now, so I've written all this up, and then further down the line, once we gather all of your records and the evidence and things like that, one of my colleagues will be in touch then to do a witness statement with you. So it'll be similar to this, just in more detail, time frames and things like that, and names.
I don't know time frames. I don't know exact times. And everything that I've said today is the God's honest truth. I've got nothing more I can tell you about it.
No, that's okay. So it'll be following once we've gathered all of your records and we have the time frame. So we'll find all that out for you. So we'll get as much as possible. And then it'll just be a witness statement with you just to get a bit more detail. So my colleague will just ask a few more questions just to clarify all the information and evidence we found, that kind of thing. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So following these statements now, so... The next step is to go through the types of applications that we can pursue. So there's the fixed payment of $10,000, and this is a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you've suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to $100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything that you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue individually assessed for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person, so we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So it'll just be that one more phone call with yourself. And then if you're happy to proceed with us then, so the next step would be for me to send you the contracts over. So it'll include a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. And then it'll have a part one and part two, so it'll be all of the information that you've shared with me today. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. But if you're happy to instruct us, and once you sign these contracts, I can get your application sent over to Redress. So I'll send those over to you now. Just so I could just confirm that they've sent through and that the link works and everything. There we go. So I've just sent those over now.
Yep.
There you go. So it comes through email and text message. So there should be a link. And then once you open the link, so it'll have all the contracts. All the information will include everything that we've spoken about today. So I can remain on the call whilst you have a look through and sign them if you wanted, just to see if you had any issues.
But I have to sign it now.
No. So you can do it in your own time. It's just an offer, just if anyone's uncertain about how it works or anything, if they have any questions.
I'll see if I can do it.
Yeah. So there's a yellow box at the bottom of the screen that will say fields required, and if you click on that, it will take you to the pages that need the signature. Yeah, so it's a tap to sign box that you can draw them with your finger.
It's not letting me.
What part is it not letting you do?
All the internet, it's fine, I've got it.
No problem.
It's not my signature, but I'll do.
That's fine, the squiggles will squiggle. And then once you've done the, I think it's four, you have to scroll all the way to the bottom page, and then there should be then a little box that you can tick with like a little black outline on it on the bottom left of the page, I think.
I'm just saying another one just now.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
And the four boxes, I've signed that one.
Yeah. So then on the bottom of the screen, and if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contracts, there'll be like a little box with a black outline just on the screen that you should be able to tick then just to like authenticate, like validate your signature. And then the bluey purple box then should become darker.
I don't know what you mean, what I have to do. I don't know what I have to do.
So have you, does it say there are any fields required?
No.
No? So if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contracts page.
All the way down to the bottom?
Yeah, and then there'll be a sentence on the bottom that says, click just to, like, verify that your signature is, also, like, yours. And it's, like, a tiny little box with a black outline on it.
I can't find it.
So it should be on the bottom.
I'm at the
screen,
bottom of the page where my statement, at the very bottom of the page, and there's nothing else for me to sign.
No, so it's not something to sign. It's just, like, a little tick box right at the bottom of your screen.
Done it.
Yeah, and then the blue box then should become like a darker blue.
Yep, that's it. I've done it.
Yeah. And then did the submit signature box work okay, yeah?
It's not letting me.
So did you say that that little tick box wasn't there?
Submit application. I can fit on. Why will I know where to set it? I don't know what I'm doing wrong here. I've not got the...
No, that's okay. So if you've signed all the four signatures, then it should just be then that little tick box. If that's not there,
it won't let me tick the tick box.
So does it say there's any fields required? No.
No.
So if you click on that yellow box, just make sure. So just in case it takes you to another page.
It's booted me off it. Sign your documents. So have I got to sign them all over again?
Yeah, nothing has come through, sorry.
Absolutely nothing's come through.
No.
I'm on the phone! Absolutely nothing's come through, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, nothing's come through to us yet, no. You might have to sign them again, but the signature might have saved.
That's new. I've just done the one in the four boxes.
Yeah.
I've signed that one.
So then if you click the yellow box on the bottom, does it take you to a page or anything? Does it take you anywhere, or does it just say nothing, like just zero fields required?
Yeah, it takes it. Yep. I'm doing that now. Apply. It won't let me click the I confirm. My electronic signature is legally binding and has the same. Why won't it let me click it?
So if you click on the yellow box again, just see, then double check to see if there's any other signatures that you need.
Apply. Right, that's went green now.
And if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the contract, then you should be able to tick that little box.
Right, that's done.
Yeah. And is the submit button working now?
That's it, I've sent it to you. Signature complete.
It got perfect. Yeah, they're coming through now. Thank you so much. Okay, so as well, I'll just quickly review everything and then I'll get your application sent over to Redress, okay?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll be back in touch with you when we receive communication from Redress. But if you have any questions in the meantime, or if you want any updates or anything like that, feel free to give us a call or send us a message, okay?
Okay.
Okay, but thank you very much for your time today, and I'll be back in touch shortly,
okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.